Well, the thing about it is, it's called rationing, you know, and when things about, it's like healthcare or anything else. You're going to ration it one way or the other. And the easiest way to figure out how to ration stuff is with price.
Right.
It's just so simple, you can't imagine. And everybody said, well, it's not fair because rich people get to, well, it'll
look, it's not fair the other way either. It reminds
you
me
know
of
what
when,
I say about fair, don't you?
It's an alliteration. I can tell you this. When I was at the University of Miami, we had a couple of fields, three fields, and all of the different teams competed for time on these fields.
Uh-huh.
And it was not done by price, so it was totally
battle
done
to the death.
Just about. Mm-hmm. It was totally done by politics. It was this total back scratching system. You had to know this person or that person in the office. And then you had to show up at the right time, and they would tip people off as to where the time was. And
there's going to be 20 when there's different a ways. Shortage of anything, they're going to find a way to ration it, no matter what.
Right.
And it's either political or it's voluntary.
Right.
I mean, there is a market solution to all of that. It's so easy. The thing, of course, that one of the things that is creates a lot of this shortage, I'm sure, as you just mentioned, is a liability problem. I mean, we've got fields underutilized all over this town, but you're not allowed to go on the school grounds, for instance, or for a lot of this stuff, unless it's
ridiculous.
I mean, we have got so much open space here that could be used on a pickup basis. You know, let's go on over. And when I was a kid,
right.
Let's go over. Now,
you can just cruise to the school ground and throw a hand grenade if you want to.
Yeah. or you could put little dynamite sticks all around your body and walk into a kindergarten class.
That's Jimmy. Equally is fun.
Equally is.